line toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So the different items you see on our main page, the main column there, all created by listeners like you. As you are surfing around the web, you find something on there that's very interesting, you think you want to share it with our listeners, you submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it, and of course our other listeners are more likely to see it as well. And put it to good use. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right. So much to discuss here. Of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Coming up, news, an update on the border searches regarding your laptop computer, maybe your smartphone as well. Maybe you've heard the news that they've been searching them. Well, a court has made a decision about this, and we'll let you guess at what that decision might possibly be. But first, Mark, you've got something you wanted to share.
Yeah, I think this is great. It's from Psychology Today, and it's the seven sins of our system of forced education. Now,
all right.
You know, when this, I'm going to preface this article real quickly with this guy. You know, obviously, isn't a libertarian. His some of his thoughts on politics that he interjects just very briefly in here.
But he still realizes it's forced.
Yeah, yeah. Like he gets that. And so let me go on here. He received a great deal of critique for one of his previous articles. For many students, school generates intense anxiety associated with learning. Students who are just learning to read and are a little slower than the rest feel anxious about reading in front of others. Tests generate anxiety in almost everyone who takes them seriously.
I remember, sorry to interrupt, but I remember the speeches or the presentations that we had to do in elementary school, and there was nothing more terrifying to me than getting up in front of a class and giving some speech on whatever the assigned topic was, because you never got to pick what the topic was. They would always assign you with something, and then I remember just being so terrified at that, and then when I'd actually get up to do the speech, the, you know, adrenaline was pumping, I was shaking, shaking, and it was just horrible.
I know. I mean, take a bad situation. Like, a lot of kids, especially since they haven't had practice with it, aren't comfortable with, you know, standing up in a group of peers and giving a speech or whatever. And then add on top of that, I was the fat kid, you know? Nobody wants to be the fat kid, and then you have to stand up in front of everybody, fat awkwardness, and give a speech, and you're shaking, and that makes you more nervous, and you're just like, I don't even care about the grade anymore. I just want this to be over.
Yeah, you're right.
If I thought that I could have broken my leg or something intentionally without much pain, I would have done that rather than having to give the speech. I felt exactly the same way. As I recall now, sort of thinking back on it, everybody who went up there was petrified, and no one cared about it, whether or not you were, you know, no one was sitting there entertained by the speeches. No one was paying attention. They were doodling, you know, like, so each one of them had their own private Nuremberg going on.
Maybe that's true, Mark, but I don't know if I agree with you, because some of them were good at it. You know, some of those kids would get up there and they
were more entertaining.
They would do a great job.
Like the nerds who just did not care what people thought about them. They were informative and entertaining because they didn't care. So they were the good ones.
That wasn't my experience.
And there was no way that people were not paying attention because, I mean, I was literally at one point, I remember in fifth grade, I think I was trying to hold on to the podium to steady myself, and I ended up, like, shaking the podium. I was so nervous.
Well, I need bobbleheads on that when that goes on.
Do something strange, I suppose you might get a titter out of the audience. I don't really have a solution as to how to handle speaking in public other than speaking in public. Do I think, I don't know. I mean, is it a good idea that every kid has to speak in front of every other kid that had to speak in fifth grade? I don't know. Of school sins, that doesn't seem like the worst one.
Well, that's where homeschooling comes in good, because giving a speech to your dogs and cats isn't that bad.
Couldn't hurt. Going on with the article here, and the author's name, if I didn't mention it previously, is Peter Gray. Threats of failure and the shame associated with failure generate enormous anxiety in some. I found in my college teaching of statistics that a high percentage of students even at my rather elite university, suffer from math anxiety, apparently because of the humiliation that they've experienced pertaining to math in school. A fundamental psychological principle is that anxiety inhibits learning. Learning occurs best in a playful state, and anxiety inhibits playfulness. The forced nature of schooling turns learning into work. Teachers even call it work. You must do your work before you can play.
Great point.
So learning, which children biologically crave, becomes toil, something to be avoided whenever possible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whoever wanted to do homework? I mean, maybe there was a handful of people. But
I went from straight A student to like straight C, D, just because I did not want to do the homework. It was repetition and boring and who cares?
Yeah. So the gentleman goes on here. In my last post, I took a step that I must admit made me feel uncomfortable. Actually, I have to track back here just real quick on something important he said. In my last post, I took a step that I must admit made me feel uncomfortable. I said several times, school is prison. I felt uncomfortable saying that because school is so much a part of my life and the lives of everyone I know. And this is a college
professor. It's a teacher.
Yeah. I, like most people, went through the full 12 years of public schooling. My mother taught a public school for 12 years. My beloved half-sister is a public school teacher. I have many dear friends and cousins who are public school teachers. And how can I say that these good people who love children and have poured themselves passionately into the task of trying to help children are involved in a system of imprisoning children? The comments on my last post showed that my references to school as prison made some other people very uncomfortable.
Sure.
Yeah. It's hard to admit the truth.
Sometimes I find no matter how uncomfortable it makes me and others feel, I have to speak the truth.
Absolutely. I mean, cognitive dissonance is going to really put people in that difficult place. They don't want to come to grips with what is reality.
We can call all the euphemisms we want, but the literal truth is that schools, as they generally exist in the United States and other modern countries, are prisons. Human beings within a certain age range, mostly commonly from 6 to 16, are required by law to spend a good portion of their time there. And while there, they are told what they must do, and others are, and orders are generally enforced. They have no or very little voice in forming the rules that they must follow. A prison, according to the common general definition, is any place of involuntary confinement and restriction of liberty. Now, you might argue that schools, as we know them, are good or necessary. But you can't argue that they're not prisons.
Haven't some people said that about prison, like that they're better people because they were in prison for so many years?
I'm sure many people say that. I think I learned things from my time in prison. That doesn't mean
so it was good.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, if you were on the outside, you'd learn things on the outside. That would be good.
So. Hard to say, right? Like, how can you compare? How can you say, well, you know, I'm a better person today because I went to prison? Because you can't say what kind of person I would have been if I had not gone. To argue the latter would be to argue that we do not, in fact, have a system of compulsory education. Either that, or it would be a semantic argument in which you could claim that prison actually means something different from its common general definition. I think it's important in any serious discussion to use words honestly. Sometimes people use the word prison in a metaphorical sense to refer to any situation in which they must follow rules or do things that are unpleasant. In that spirit, some adults might refer to their own workplace as a prison, or even their marriage as a prison.
But they chose those things.
Yeah.
But that's not a literal use of the term, because those examples involve voluntary, not involuntary, restraint. It is against the law in this and other democratic countries to force someone to work at a job where the person doesn't want to work, or to marry someone that he or she doesn't want to marry. It is not against the law, however, to force a child to go to school. In fact, it is against the law not to force a child to go to school if you are the parent and the child does not want to go. Yes, I know some parents have the wherewithal to find alternative schooling and provide homeschooling that is acceptable to both child and the state. But it's not the norm in today's society, and the laws in many states and countries work strongly against such alternatives. So while jobs and marriages might in some sad cases feel like prisons, schools generally are.
Let's come back with more at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Liking it so far, he's spot on. 1-800-259-9231. Your educational experiences, certainly welcome to share those as well. You can also bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those features, by the way, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can download the last week's worth on the front page, and then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of that is free. Over at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about the so-called seven sins of the forced education system. The author, Psychology Today, Mark, is that correct?
Yeah.
The author over at Psychology Today is saying that school, government school, is prison. And I think he's made a compelling case for it. And I want to come back to this discussion here in a moment. But on the point about prison, we actually have Jason Talley with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And Jason, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Now, we were together again today, Jason, as some of us here from Keene, New Hampshire, traveled the two-hour drive up to Grafton County Superior Court, where, again, we attended the second day of trial for Bob Constantine, also known as Weta Claus, who is facing 3 to 7 years in prison for allegedly growing some marijuana plants in and around his home. And we talked to a great extent about this trial yesterday. There's, I don't think, quite as much to cover today because the state agents didn't engage in as many shenanigans today as they did yesterday, like trying to prevent all electronics from coming into the courtroom.
Shenanigans makes it sound so light and playful.
Well, it was ludicrous what they were doing. And then also having these undercover cops that they were just taking all kind of extreme measures in order to protect their identities. It was just absolutely silly. There's still video to come that, of course, will be posted over at cdevolution.org and freekeen.com. But so we were there again today, and what are your reflections on what happened today?
Well, I mean, there was some pretty major shenanigans in regards to the prosecutor's closing statements to the jury.
Oh, yeah, definitely wanted to talk about that.
So both Bob Constantine and Melissa Pierce, the woman who was responsible for prosecuting Bob on behalf of the state, they made their closing remarks, and the jury was able to deliberate for about an hour and a half before it turned to 4 o'clock, and everybody was dismissed. So, you know, at least they didn't come up with a snap verdict, you know, declaring Bob guilty, and, you know, they're going to have to reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow to, you know, get together and try to decide, you know, what Bob's fate is going to be. But the prosecutor actually called the activist bullies.
Yeah. She said we were intimidating.
Trying to smear all the great support that Bob has received from all over the Shire. And it's, I mean, you'll see this in the video that I've been taking and others have been taking in the reports. But, I mean, I'm just the reason I moved here was so I could be surrounded by peaceful people. This is as opposed to the state of New Hampshire, which is actually trying to cage Bob. I mean, they're calling us bullies. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so.
Seems like the obvious response to that is who's carrying the guns.
Yeah, we had the same thing when we went to a trial in, I believe it was Nashua. And there was when the bailiff was standing in front of your camera and all the other cameras, and I just went up to him afterwards and I was like, you know, you're being really rude. And he just went on, and he's like, no, I think you guys are rude. And I was like, I was just sitting there.
Yep.
And then he tries to smack me in the face, and he was just horrible.
You've got to say things to these. Yeah, you've got to say stuff to these people to let them know that it's you don't appreciate what they're doing. And this lady, this prosecutor. She essentially, and by the way, you say you would respond in a certain way, but you couldn't because she was doing her closing statement, and Bob had already done his closing statement, so hers was essentially the final statement.
Everything you learn from TV says that the defendant gets to go last, so that his message is the last one on.
Really?
Where does this come from?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a myth, or maybe it doesn't work that way in New Hampshire. Maybe it does in some other places.
I was wondering the same thing. You would think there'd be a coin toss or something.
Bob's statement was great, though, by the way. Was fantastic, very persuasive. He talked about how it was very important. He kind of brought his message home because when he did his opening statement, he touched on the fact that they are the, you know, they're the conscience of the community. And he encouraged them in his closing statement to use their conscience and that they couldn't be punished if they said not guilty. They couldn't be forced to explain why they said not guilty and that there was no punishment for them for saying not guilty and that they should should follow their conscience. And, of course, you've got video footage of this entire thing, Jason, and so it'll be, obviously, my recollection of it is not going to even be a pale shadow of what he actually said. But then this lady, a prosecutor, follows it up with this idea that, well, you are actually here to represent the community of 80,000 people in Grafton County, not a few people, waving to the audience of approximately 20 or so liberty activists.
Right, she's never seen an audience that big in a courtroom before, probably.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
she's horrified by what she sees. People participating in the judicial system?
Not only that, but I think, Tally, didn't you tell me that this was her first pot trial ever?
I didn't say that. I'm not sure about that, but I mean,
it might have been Bob Constantine then who told me that today. Somebody who seemed to have known this. This was the first time she's ever actually taken pot to trial because everybody takes a plea bargain.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right, and that's why it was great to see, you know, so many allies from Keene and all over the Shire show up and give Bob the support because he refused to take the plea deal. He's not going to tell the state that he did something wrong because he hasn't. He's a peaceful person, and we all had his back today, and it was great to see. But just back to the whole bullying comment, you know, it was great to see, like, Pete and you, Ian, were, like, trying to talk to the prosecutor and ask her questions. And, you know, your voices were nice and soft and respectful, but she just did not like being confronted with the fact that she's putting a good man behind bars, a peaceful person, and she's probably responsible for many, you know, people like that.
Well, at one point she actually turned around because we were asking her questions to hopefully get her thinking about what she's doing to peaceful people. And she,
if nothing else, to throw off her game.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so at one point she turns around and accuses us of harassing her. And I said, we're asking you questions.
You can go home anytime you want, lady.
Right.
No one's forcing you to do anything.
What does she call her job? Like, that's harassment.
Right.
She just, you know, picks on people and then sticks them in cages.
Clearly she's projecting, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, Bob really didn't want to be there, you know, so she's really harassing him. I mean, you know, he'd be thrown in a cage if he didn't show up that day.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, and Bob, by the way, is a hero. I had a chance to sit down and talk to him after the trial wrapped up today, and he kind of explained to me what it was that his intentions were and, you know, what he plans to do in the future. And he plans to continue on this activism path. He has not been dissuaded from being a liberty activist. He's just even more encouraged by the support that I think that, that he's been shown throughout all this. Jason, can you stick with us to do some more recapping here?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The trial, more with Jason Tally from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. I'll tell you a little bit more about Bob Constantine, also known as Weta Claus, and what he's been doing. The guy is a hero, and I'll explain why here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. And we're monkeys, according to the bailiff.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of stuff there, and we give it to you free. The webcam is one of those features. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, to listen, and to interact. We've got other listeners in our chat room there. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They even offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're continuing here. We're going to talk more about schools in a moment, but we still have Jason Talley with a special guest from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. You can go to cdevolution.org. You can take a look at the great content there on the website. And, Jason, you've been doing a great job of following various different aspects of folks who've been engaging in civil disobedience and non-cooperation as well. Bob Constantine, the individual who we're talking about, his trial on growing 30-plus marijuana plants, he wasn't doing that for civil disobedience. So he's a non-cooperative. They came after him. He wasn't expecting that. He was allegedly growing plants in and around his home and was just doing it for personal reasons, maybe even medical reasons as well, from what I understand. But then they came after him, and my conversation with him today, and we've had him on the show before, and I think he expressed some of this, but to just essentially recount what it was that that he told me, is that he really considered taking the plea deal.
I'm sure he did.
They'd offered him what's seemed to be a pretty sweet plea deal. It may have ended up being as little as some community service.
Right, community service.
But he still would have ended up with a felony conviction in that particular case, and that doesn't exactly make life very easy, especially if you believe in, self-defense with firearms, for instance. So that's one of the reasons. But also, he's a really liberty-oriented dude, and he understands the idea that taking plea deals just essentially encourages the state. So he, after much consideration, decided that he was not going to take that plea deal and that he was going to take this felony marijuana manufacturing charge all the way to a jury trial. And that's what he's been doing for the past couple of days. And I just think the guy is a hero because, as was pointed out, this prosecutor has never once taken a marijuana case to a trial.
Yeah, that just speaks volumes about, you know, the system that they have built up. It's, they scare people so bad now that they scare them into submission, to admitting guilt where they're not guilty of anything.
Well, in New Hampshire, they can scare people because marijuana is a, quote, Schedule One drug. Now, this is the federal drug schedule, and they lump marijuana, you know, a plant that grows from the ground, in the same category as, you know, cocaine and these heroin, these harder drugs. And so they can push, they can threaten people with these stiff penalties unless they take the plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's like it's up to 7 years in a cage and a $100,000 fine. I mean, so the odds are a pretty big deal. But, Bob, how could you sign a plea deal and say that, yes, I've been a naughty boy, and I'll take this punishment? Bob just could not do it.
Right, especially when you know you haven't harmed anybody. You haven't done anything wrong. All you've done is offended the peace and dignity of the state, as they say at the beginnings of these trials.
You know, the peace and dignity of the state just sickens me when they say that crap.
Yep.
The fact is, I mean, you know, so how come Bob, who's pretty much representing himself, can't go before the jury during his closing statements and say, hey, look, it's not like these people care very much about this. They were offering me community service in order to get off this charge. But no, if you did that, the judge would, you know, you're in contempt or whatever. They've got all these rules about the thing. Things that
you can't say
to defend yourself against imprisonment over their stupid rules.
Yeah, it's like, well, if he's so scary, why were they going to let him free, you know?
Yeah, you're talking about peace and dignity of the court. Remember, Evan Pierce is still in a cage for the simple act of wearing a hat. And, you know, you can't disrespect the court in any way, or, you know, they're going to show you the violence inherent in the system.
Right, and I think Bob was telling me something about how, I guess, within the system, maybe it's in the Constitution or the New Hampshire Constitution, where it basically says something to the extent of you'll be able to say whatever you want in your defense, and that's a bunch of nonsense. There are all kinds of things that you can't say. However, he was allowed to bring up jury nullification, which, again, this is the second time now that we've seen this happen. Jason, you covered the Nurse Patricia trial, a nice older lady that was growing over 100 marijuana plants. She faced trial in the same courthouse, and she was also able to bring up jury nullification. It was actually her lawyer in that case that brought it up. So we've actually seen lawyers be able to do it. We're now seeing individuals doing it, and that's good news, because in some places in this country, you won't be allowed to bring up jury nullification at all.
Yeah, which just shows how arbitrary the system is.
Yep. So this jury had jury nullification outreach done to it a couple weeks prior to the trial. So they had been handed the FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, brochures. So a lot of them had already gotten this information, and then it came up as an issue at the trial. And what was particularly outrageous in these closing statements was, on one hand, you've got Bob Constantine, who's saying, look, this is your chance to vote your conscience. This is your chance to, you know, essentially do the right thing and vote not guilty for me. And then this harpy gets up, and she starts trashing jury nullification by suggesting that by letting Bob Constantine off on these charges, that the jury would essentially be aligning itself with KKK members who let murderers off, murderers of black people off in the South from decades ago. She actually brings that up.
The same thing.
She actually, yeah, right. She brings that up and just links the two together as though they're one and the same.
Right, and this is, again, she gave the final closing statement. Bob went before her. And Bob told the jury, and this is something that I like to bring up as well, that, you know, when you talk to people that are in positions of authority, like law enforcement, you know, would you return a runaway slave because it was the law and, you know, under the fugitive slave laws?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the guy that was recently elected to be the new police chief of Grafton, I have him on video saying that, yes, he would because it's the law. But
it's amazing how these people can to manage to keep these opinions in line. Like, how can they keep their psyches from cracking apart when they say stuff like this?
Does law enforcement attract those type of people, perhaps? I don't know, but it's the scary thought.
Yep.
But then you have a man like Bob Constantine, who today told the jury, he's like, I'm going to tell you about my conscience. If a runaway slave knocked on my door, I would harbor them. You know, and even though that would be in violation of the law. And even today, there's tons of laws on the books that should just be totally ignored by, you know, moral people.
Absolutely.
Well, there are laws that are ignored by police officers. I mean, how often do you see them busting people for, you know, random little indiscretions, that, like looking up on Sundays when you pee? That's still against the law in New Hampshire.
I don't know how they're going to catch you, but
yeah.
it is true.
But I'm sure they've let it slide if they've been, like, standing in the urinal next to one of their buddies looking up or something.
You know, Bob actually brought that up yesterday. He asked one of the law enforcers if he worked, or actually one of the law enforcers admitted that he worked on a Sunday during this investigation. And Bob told him that it was against the law, cited exactly what law it was, and showed the cop wasn't enforcing every law on the book. So, you know, why can't they use a discretion and
drugs are scary.
Keep people alone?
And then there was one point at which that I alluded to earlier where Pete and I were, when we were asking the prosecutor questions, one of the bailiffs or the security men came up and ordered us to sit down, said that the clerk has ordered us to sit down, and he was passing the word on, and that we need to sit down now or we're going to be thrown out. So because we didn't want to be thrown out, we slowly backed away and decided to go ahead and jump through that hoop. But I made some comment out loud at that point about, it's all about obedience, isn't it? Consider us a bunch of monkeys, and you put up hoops for us to jump. Isn't that right? And he essentially acknowledged that, didn't he, Jason?
Yes, that's right. I have actually a lot of this on video, your impeached exchange with the prosecutor. And I thought you guys, were nice and calm, although we do have a right to be angry, I mean, you know, for what they're doing. But everybody,
absolutely,
you know, kept a level head, and the prosecutor just, I don't know, I guess doesn't like the public to talk to her.
More in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Hey, if you like the show, you like the fact that we give you the website free, well, you can voluntarily support us by shopping with us through our affiliate links for Amazon, which you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. So just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click in through the appropriate Amazon link, and then whatever you buy at Amazon, Free Talk Live gets a portion of it. So we get a chunk of Amazon's profits when you enter Amazon through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Back to Jason Talley here from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. We're wrapping up what happened with Bob Constantine's trial today, also known as Weta Claus, the heroic, liberty-loving New Hampshire native and activist who has decided to face a jury trial rather than cop a plea bargain on some marijuana growing charges. And the trial wrapped up today with closing statements. The jury had approximately an hour and a half to deliberate, and they did not come to a conclusion today. So it will continue tomorrow morning, and Jason, hopefully you will call us tomorrow night with the results of what has been happening, because you have been busily blogging and updating folks over at cdevolution.org with the latest on the trial. So if you want to know instantly what's happening, that'll be the place to go. Of course, we will talk about it, I'm sure, tomorrow night in detail as far as what the jury decided to do. Can we count on you for that?
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. So what else did you feel it was necessary to cover? I feel like we've kind of covered the main points from today, the outrageous prosecutor and her behavior and her attacks on the activists, calling them bullies, saying they were there, that we, you and I and the other folks, these nice, peaceful people, loving, peaceful, caring people who were there because they care about Bob Constantine, were intimidating the jury, that we were there for in an attempt to bully them.
Well, so Bob and I like to go with Bob to the courthouse pretty much every time he's there for, you know, pretrial hearings or whatnot. And I like to film everything because he had to get transcripts one time and it cost him an absurd amount of money. So with me and my video camera there, it's instant transparency. Everything is on the record, and then I make videos out of them, like
right.
I'm recording video right now. They pretty much have the courthouse to themselves. You know, they get to have their conferences in the lobby area. But I've started to talk to these people, like the cop that took money from Nurse Patricia Smith's purse. He's on the stand talking about, you know, how he seized all this money, including, you know, envelopes marked for like utility bills and money actually from her purse. He can get away with this because he has a badge. But whenever I'm around and I see him, I will point my video camera at him and we'll have conversations, and he usually walks away. So imagine that on a scale of like with 20 other people, you know, who are all questioning the cops that are around. I mean, you had Pete and Adam from Cop Walk that were there. It's a totally different environment.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to owning that place. And so maybe that's why they feel bullied, but, you know, they just won't run into people who are standing up for the rights and advocating for the rights of others.
Yep. The poor, poor babies.
Yeah. And they need to realize that there's a difference between being bullied and just having people defend themselves against violence.
Right. Peacefully. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, during the commercial break, there's this great ad that's run for the, I believe, the Marijuana Policy Project, where the man talks about how his mother couldn't use the marijuana that she needed medically, you know, because it was against the law. Well, you know, Bob, he's been a power lifter, and so he has arthritis in the hips. Mm-hmm. And he's, you remember from the trial yesterday, one of our Free Grafton neighbors yelled, Free Farmer Bob, and then just left. He just couldn't take it anymore, what the state was doing to his friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Bob's a farmer. You know, he's trying to start a homestead, but it's been obviously way delayed because he's been preoccupied with keeping himself out of a state of New Hampshire cage.
Yeah, and probably hoping that they don't steal his house from him as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so why shouldn't he be able to grow his own medicine in a live-free-or-die state? I mean,
indeed.
I would like for somebody to answer that question. I mean,
because they chose die? I don't know.
And it'll be interesting to see what this jury chooses, because they have been outreached to about jury nullification. It was brought up during the trial. While they were on their breaks, we would go out to my car, we'd get some signs out, and other folks already had signs as well. John Cannell, one of the activists from Grafton, had a big sign that said 7 years for gardening. And you know, that gives the jury the information about the possible sentence, which they will not receive in the courtroom. So it's very important, some of these things that go on outside of the courtroom. We're standing there holding signs that say, no victim, no crime, you know, vote your conscience, to get these messages into their eyes. I mean, there's
Right? Yeah. Bullies.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A good idea to do might be, like, after the jury comes up with the verdict, have two-sided signs waiting for you that on one side, like, congratulate them for their good decisions, and on the other side, like, you know, boo, you did a bad job or something. I don't know.
You could do that, but you can also just talk to them. I mean, what we did after the Jim Johnson trial here in Keene was we went outside and just waited for them to come out and then asked every single one of them if they wanted to do an interview. And luckily, one of them was nice enough to grant us that interview. And then he proceeded to explain his confusion regarding, well, everything surrounding the trial and jury nullification and et cetera. So, and Bob, by the way, is very realistic. Bob Constantine, very realistic on what his chances are. He fully expects to be found guilty by these people. If it turns into a hung jury, which would be nice, I mean, that'd be great for him, because then the question is, does this prosecutor really want to go through all of this again? Because she could. If you get a hung jury, you can they can bring the charges back around and try you again. But does this lady really want to go through this again, all of the questions she's had to deal with these activists?
Yeah, plus, if they redid it again, it'd probably take, you know, a month or two. So you're looking at that happening around Porkfest? That would be a bad idea.
Exactly.
And there's so much attention that's been paid to this case that I'm sure we would have more activists come next time. And I don't think they like the experience. I think, like, they usually want you to be lawyered up, keep your head down, be ashamed of yourself, and then, you know, take your plea deal. But, you know, Bob Constantine's doing things a little bit differently this time.
One of the things that I thought was really neat about this is one of the things Bob and I were talking about afterwards, is how he was able to connect with the jury because he was defending himself.
Yes.
Instead of having the lawyer, and he did have a lawyer on what they call standby counsel, so there was a lawyer there so he could consult with the lawyer if he wanted to, but the lawyer wasn't presenting the case.
It's more the verbiage, like how do you present this?
Or whatever, you know, talking to him about possible objections or whatever that you need to consult him with. But Bob gets up. He's the one doing the opening statement. He's the one asking the questions. He's the one doing the closing statement, looking at the jurors, making eye contact with them, and talking to them from his heart. And I think that is a pretty big thing for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the guy taking the video, that's exactly what I wanted to happen, because Bob was elected the ambassador of Free Grafton for a reason. He's really good with people, and I see him connect all the time. I mean, I'm not just you know, trying to build him up when I say he's a great neighbor and a great friend to many people in this community. And I mean, that's, you know, why we're getting the turnout that we are in court. But so. Yeah, just the fact that they're trying to put this good man in a cage, it has a lot of people taking notice about, you know, what the state is trying to get away with.
All right, well, we'll keep our listeners in the loop. And Jason Talley, thank you again for calling in to check in with us. Of course, you are the managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And people can go to cdevolution.org to keep up to date with what's going on with the Bob Constantine trial. Again, jury deliberations continue tomorrow morning at 9. You're going to be there, Jason, with updates, again, posted to cdevolution.org. And, of course, there are ways that you can get behind CD Evolution there, like becoming a financial contributor to the organization. You don't have to be here in New Hampshire to help the activism out here in New Hampshire, and helping the CD Evolution Fund is a great way to do that, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have limited resources. We do what we can to support the good people who disobey bad laws, but we'd like to do a lot more.
Thanks, Jason. Guys, you have any more questions for Jason?
No, thanks, Jason.
Appreciate you coming on tonight, man. And I'm sorry I can't make it up there tomorrow, but I appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
Absolutely. My
thanks,
pleasure.
Dude. Good night. Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. As they're doing a great job. As again, like he said, limited funds available to cdevolution.org, still a relatively new organization, but doing a great job with what we have available to really bring as much attention to the individuals who are doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation and give them as much assistance as we possibly can.
Yeah, you know, I really hope the best for Bob in this one. As you said, he doesn't have any, or Jason said, he doesn't have any illusions that he's necessarily going to win. That's a big risk that he's taking.
Mm-hmm. Up to 7 years in prison.
Choosing not to have taken the plea bargain, which could have been as low as community service. I mean, these people, they had no desire to throw this guy in jail. But now they absolutely will because he stood up to their system.
Yeah, now that's their goal.
Right. It's not growing the plants. Clearly, that's the problem here.
It's
standing up and saying no.
And he wants to encourage other people to say no. He wants people to see him as others have seen, like Lauren Canario in the past, and other activists that they've looked to and they've seen and they've been inspired by. He's hoping to be an inspiration for folks so they won't just take a plea bargain. So they'll stand up. And specifically, so they'll come here to New Hampshire and join the fun. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.